First off today, if the videos this past week haven't been as good as usual, I just want to apologize. I've had this off and on sickness for, the past week or so, and come to find out today, I've got the COVID. I tested positive. And while I'm not, super sick or anything, I just have zero energy, which is unusual for me. I'm typically high strung. Usually, I sleep 6, maybe 7 hours a night. And lately, I've been sleeping 12 hours, and it's still a struggle to get out of bed. I've got to force myself to get up in the morning. I don't have the energy to do anything. It's been tough to find the motivation to record on here, so I apologize if the videos haven't been to my normal standard lately. Please just bear with me for a little while. We'll get through it. All right. Let's get into this. Kevin Durant made his triumphant return to the Bay Area on Saturday night. It was a bit anticlimactic, to be honest. There were no fans in the arena. The game was a blowout. It was over by the third quarter. The Warriors are a shell of the team that they were just 2 or 3 years ago. But with Kevin Durant returning to Golden State, the inevitable question came up over the weekend. The ultimate what if. Could Kevin Durant one day reunite with the Warriors and make another run at the NBA Finals? NBC Sports in the Bay Area, they actually posted an article over the weekend talking about a potential KD return to Golden State. They talked about the mutual admiration between Kevin Durant and the Warriors' core group of players and how time heals all wounds, blah, 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 all that junk. ESPN even jumped in on the theory. Nick Friedel over at ESPN said that the theory of Kevin Durant returning to the Warriors is going to start percolating more and more as time passes. Here's what he said on the Dub Talks podcast. Quote, I believe over time that will gain more traction. Whether or not Kevin does return at some point, we will see. But this has always been a guy who, clearly by what he's done, is not afraid of trying some new stuff. And I think in his own mind, with his experience leaving OKC and because of his experience leaving the Warriors the way he did, he's going to do what he feels most comfortable with in that moment, end quote. Now, I'm sure some of you are thinking, Kevin Durant is signed to Brooklyn the next 3 years. He can't return to Golden State right now. Now, while that is true, that's not the reason that Kevin Durant is not returning to the Warriors. NBA contracts are meaningless. The perfect example of how meaningless NBA contracts are shares the court with Kevin Durant every night. James Harden. The Rockets had him locked in, and he forced his way out of Houston. So KD's contract would not be a hindrance if he decided he wanted to return to Golden State. Now that being said, if you're a fan of the Golden State Warriors and you were hoping Kevin Durant might eventually return, I've got bad news for you. It ain't gonna happen. I hate to say never because anything is possible, but I can tell you with damn near 100% certainty that Kevin Durant will never play for the Warriors again during his NBA career. Nick Friedel made the point that KD could return because he isn't afraid to try new stuff. If that's the case, what would be so new about him playing for the Warriors again? He's already been there and done that. He accomplished everything he could accomplish in the 3 years that he was in Golden State. 2 championships, finals MVP, arguably the best offense the NBA has ever seen. I mean, honestly, it wasn't fair to the rest of the league when Kevin Durant joined the Warriors. That team was indefensible. Kevin Durant's already unguardable, but you double him, you're leaving Klay Thompson and Steph Curry wide open for three. 2 of the best 3-point shooters the NBA has ever seen. Had they not went through the rash of injuries in that final year, Golden State would have won 3 straight titles. I have no doubt about it. When Kevin Durant made the decision to head to Brooklyn in free agency, many felt that the situation with Draymond Green was the primary reason that Kevin Durant wanted out of Golden State. And just in case you've forgotten, KD and Draymond Green had a heated confrontation in the Staples Center back in November of 2018. Draymond Green had a lot of choice words for Kevin Durant. said that the Warriors were winning titles before he got there and that they really didn't need him to win. Now, I have no doubt that situation played a role in Kevin Durant's decision to leave, but it's not something that would prevent him from returning. Time heals all wounds. I mean, that was 3 years ago. I'm sure both Durant and Draymond Green are over that by now. Let me tell you why Kevin Durant will never return to the Warriors. And it's the same reason why I feel like he left in the first place. Respect and legacy. What was one of Kevin Durant's biggest gripes while he was playing for the Warriors? He didn't feel like he was given the respect that he deserved. Golden State was and always will be Steph Curry's team. Fans in the media felt Kevin Durant, and I don't want to use the word cheated, but fans in the media felt Kevin Durant took the easy way to win a championship. When he was in Oklahoma City, he was part of that Thunder team that gave up that 3-1 series lead in the Western Conference Finals to Golden State. A couple of months later, he jumps ship, leaves OKC for the Bay Area. Now, prior to that, Kevin Durant was universally loved and respected in the NBA. Then seemingly overnight, he became the league's biggest villain. It was similar to what happened with LeBron James when he left Cleveland for Miami. Now let's assume for a second that Kevin Durant is unable to lead the Brooklyn Nets to an NBA championship over the next couple of years. If he fails in doing so and heads directly back to Golden State, it's going to be the same media narrative all over again. KD can't win without Steph Curry. He's going back to the Warriors to steal another NBA title. Legacy matters to these once-in-a-generation type player, especially in the NBA. You hear these guys talk about legacy all the time. And the truth is, Kevin Durant's two championships don't carry the same respect as the rings on LeBron James or Steph Curry. Now, if he wins a title in Brooklyn, that's a different story. The Nets are Kevin Durant's team. He's the leader. He's the alpha on that team. James Harden joined him, not the other way around. Now, some might be thinking, if he wins a title in Brooklyn, he could eventually return to the Warriors after that to end his career. I don't see that happening. Why would he need to return at that point? Look, Steph Curry's not getting any younger. Who the hell knows if Klay Thompson will ever be the same player again? By the time he returns from his latest injury, it will have been damn near 3 years since he stepped foot on an NBA court. We have a tendency to look back on the past with rose-colored glasses, but the truth is, Kevin Durant didn't fit in with the Warriors. You can't deny the success on the court, but in the locker room, it just wasn't working. Why would he want to put himself back into an awkward, uncomfortable situation like that? Especially when, at that point, he'll be nearing the end of his NBA career. ESPN's Nick Friedell said Kevin Durant is going to do what's most comfortable for him, which makes my point. KD was not comfortable in Golden State. That's one of the reasons he chose to leave in the first place. So while it might be fun to talk about in theory, and I have no doubt that over time the rumor of Kevin Durant returning to the Warriors will pick up steam, especially if the Nets fail to win a championship. But Kevin Durant is not returning to Golden State. So if you're a fan of the Warriors, don't get your hopes up. The dynasty is over. Kevin Durant's not coming back. All right, sound off in the comments below. Do you think Kevin Durant will eventually return to Golden State? Or is this just wishful thinking on the part of the media in San Francisco? Let me know your thoughts. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys next time.